yesterday, and Tom, he come on and he got 2 inches of rain, a little over 2 inches of rain, and that little first little storm that come through Greer
was finally filled up.
She's supposed to head up to Flat Rock this afternoon after she gets off of work. But man, if it's storming like that, she probably won't.
I blame her. I think I'd stay out of that too if I had the choice.
Going so bad in those storms, I thought maybe a tornado was close by. KN4 TFW.
KA3JCA.
KO4HX.
But go ahead, whoever it was.
KO4CEM.
Andrew.
Roger that.
Hi, Patrick. Okay. I'm here this morning. I got up a little earlier than I wanted to. My stepdaughter Ashley is actually on her way to the emergency room right now because we think she might be having appendicitis.
They get her taken care of.
I'd rather her go check it out, but she has all the symptoms of it, and she's been up for the last couple hours up and down with the nausea and the pain, and then if you put pressure there in the area that it suggests you check, then it gets worse. So we're going to go have it checked out because I told her I'd much rather pay a cheaper doctor bill if it doesn't rupture than it would be if she had to stay more days in the hospital.
Well, gentlemen, it's that time. I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be good. Richard, I hope everything comes out all right. Everything's good. So, y'all have a good one. 7-3, KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your mind.
Andrew, have a great day. KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Great day, W2JKT.
W3JCA.
And I won, blocked off. I can't even get off of my exit.
Turn around and go back home.
Get back on 85 at 110 up here. They've got it closed for a longer stretch this time.
You got all those employees will be calling in today.
Weird, I've never seen them. They've got 101 blocked off headed towards the plant. They got the exit blocked off where you get off for the plant. So I'm going to go down here and go to the next exit and see what's happening.
Red right there crossing over 85 on 101.
They blocked off.
Red on 101.
Never seen that happen.
A head-on collision in front of Mann and Hummel on my way home the other day. They were working on the access road. I wonder if somebody was a little bit too eager to get to work.
Learned a long time ago, once you're late, it don't matter. Everybody's backed up as well, so. I'm going to get on off the radio and focus on traffic. So, y'all gentlemen, have a good one. 7-3, KO4C, and I'll be clear.
Andrew, have a great day.
I hope your day gets better. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, have fun with that traffic, Andrew. Be safe. This is W2JKT 73. This Cannon campground bypass, it's lots of traffic here now, too.
Solar panel question. An RV pulled in a big bus or whatever, and he had the whole top was solar panels. I mean, he had a solar panel array above his AC units and everything. Reckon why he had that. I couldn't quite understand because I know that bus has a generator.
Probably the same reason I have solar on top of the tool truck. Sometimes when you're not running a whole big load, you just let the solar take care of it.
100 watts of solar panels on the top of my RV.
When you're not hooked to shore power?
Power, it'll basically, I mean, 800 watts is enough to run pretty much everything except, you know, air conditioning and microwave. But yeah, I have an inverter that keeps the TV, the internet, a couple of sockets for my coffee maker and whatever. So, you know, if I'm not on shore power, I can at least run everything. And, you know, if I'm conservative, you know, I can boondock indefinitely with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was the whole width of the bus and the whole length. They were just great big panels.
3,000 watts worth.
This tractor trailer come in, and he had some on the hood of the tractor, and then he had some on the little air dam above the cab, and that wrecked what he was doing.
You're not allowed to idle those anymore, so they probably have, you know, once again, his radio and whatever else, you know, still going at least.
Yeah, this was weird. It was the first one I ever seen that had him on the, you know, on the hood.
That said that drives an RV and they just came back off a vacation, but a lot of the parks have changed their quiet hours so you can't run the generator. So during the daytime, if they're not hooked up to shore power, they'll run the generator, and then they have the extra panels to keep their solar bank fully charged to get them through the night.
I didn't think about that one.
Somebody at 4 o'clock this morning sign up to take a test at 8 o'clock.
Good.
I just checked my email, but he signed up at 4 a.m.
You get it in. I mean, look at us. We're up this time of day.
Hey, where are you at, Ken? I'm coming down Gossett.
Pretty late this morning or something. So I ain't even made it to the interstate yet down here at the 66.
Hey, Richard, I guess he was just ready to take his test and decided to take it this morning.
My time is the guy's from California. So it's actually going to be 5 a.m. his time. So let's see here. If he registered at 4, that would make it about a little after midnight, 1 o'clock, when he registered.
Good morning, gentlemen. KF4MUF.
KO4HKX.
N4TFW. And Eric, I see some yellow starting to pop up on the radar down there below BMW.
I'm on 85 at Gossett, and it's moving, but they must have let the traffic go up at Van and Hummel or something. I don't know, one of these mornings I just need to sit in it and see how long they keep it closed. Got a yellow just south of 221. All day?
We have 10-hour days.
I'm going to meet us for lunch over at Max Smith's Kitchen today, but if you're working, it's no big deal.
Keep me in mind, but yeah, and it really depends on where they got us. If I'm close, I'll meet you.
Right now, you're meeting there at 11:15, so if you can make it, feel free to show up. My friend from Asheville, probably the next couple weekends to hand off that radio. He said he could probably fix it. He said it didn't sound like it was anything that big of a deal, so he's going to take a look at it in the next couple weeks.
Hopefully everything will work out with it for you.
It only shows the problem when the antenna tuner is in the circuit. If I take the antenna tuner out of the circuit, it's much, much better. So he thinks it's probably, there's an SWR bridge in the antenna tuner, and he thinks that the measurement circuit just might be messed up.
Good deal, though. You know, I felt bad when we were having that conversation about that thing.
Definitely not worried about it. These things are, you know, these 30, 40-year-old radios are just definitely going to have their things, and you can't expect somebody to just, you know everything about them and you know, realize there's even anything wrong with it. So, simple fix, easy to do, no big deal.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad, you know, get that thing done the way you want it to be.
With having two 870s in my shelf, and all I need to do now is find myself another 950 SDX, and I'll be all set.
Sure. Yeah. No. I'm still good with my little 1000 MP and my amp stuff, so I'm still good with that.
Earthbound looks just fine this morning.
I'm right at my decision-making spot.
I am pulling into my first stop, and they are already here, so I'm going to jump out so I can get them taken care of. And good to talk to all of you this morning. Hope all of you have a great day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Sep 3,
Patrick. Have a good day. KN4GFW.
73, Patrick. Good talking to you this morning. Have a great day. W2JKT.
73, Mr. Patrick. Enjoy your day in KO4MUF.
73, Patrick, KA3JCA.